our next two guests. They have great smiles and great personalities for 8 o'clock in the morning. They're from the city of Rock Hill. Of course you would be from the city of Rock Hill, right?
Right.
They're here to teach us all about what's called the Rock Hill City Roundup. So we have Queen Lundy. She's the community engagement coordinator. And Chris DeBrin, she's the neighborhood services director. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Chris, let's just start with you. Kind of give us an overview, if you can, just a little bit about your department, neighborhood services. What do you all do? What you're responsible for? What does that look like?
So I like to tell everyone we are a resource center for city residents. We have our empowerment team and our inspections team. So empowerment does things like this, puts on different events. Also, they organize neighborhood meetings. They put together our tool shed program, Rolling in Rock Hill, which we know they've come here to talk about.
Yes, we love that program.
Thank you for plugging that. That's coming up April 18th. We work on different events and stuff throughout the city. And our inspections team is kind of making sure that everybody lives safe.
We like that. Mm-hmm. Do you work closely with HOAs within the city of Rock Hill?
We do. Okay. In a sense, we'll put on meetings and things for them if they want us to. But for the most part, we work together to put on our meetings.
Mm-hmm. And a resident would come to you if they live in Rock Hill with what? What would be an example or two? Would they? Because I'm a City of Rock Hill resident. We are. So if we would come to you, what would it be for?
They actually come to us for everything under the sun.
Kind of like the 911
center. If I'm being honest, we'll help them. We'll find things for them, different resources in the city. But if they have code enforcement, things like that, they'll come to us. And like I said, if they're trying to organize.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Queen's going to give us the details of this event that's going to take place on March the 21st. Mm-hmm. But kind of give us an overview of what the Rock Hill City Roundup is all about.
It's a way for residents to connect with the city, to learn more about what we do, and also local partners.
Perfect.
That one-on-one, and we'll also have breakout sessions. Well, Queen will tell you more about that. I want to steal her thunder. But we were trying to figure out a way to reach residents one-on-one so that they can learn more about what we do. So that's how we came up with the event.
So, Queen, if you would, take us out to the event. It's called the Roundup. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? The Rock Hill City Roundup.
Yes.
And it's a free event that's going to take place on Saturday, March the 21st.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, like Chris stated, it is a one-stop shop to give our residents access to resources for the community. So when they come in, they will get introduced to like a general session where they'll just be welcomed and kind of get a spiel of what is to come. And then as the event goes on, they will have access to different breakout sessions where they can experience different topics. And these topics range from how to recession-proof your HOA, how to learn different things about traffic, permitting, when do you need a permit, communication styles and different ways to access the cities, and a lot of things that we get questions about because we're neighborhood services and we focus on code inspection is just learning the ins and outs of code inspections, what is helpful for keeping your community safe.
Well, and I think that's so important because a lot of times as a homeowner, you know, you might have a project that you want to do and you don't realize what the code is,
if you
can even do it, or that you have to have a permit because to you it's something quick and easy. Gotta have a permit for that.
That's right.
So I think this is great.
And the person you're hiring, they also need to know all that because as the homeowner, hiring that person.
That's right.
We want to make sure that they're doing everything.
You don't want to have
an inspector roll up and ask you questions. You're like, oh, I left that to our contractor. The contractor's like, That's not what I was told. So, you know, it is interesting in today's time when we're bombarded with a lot of information and we can communicate in so many different ways. We sometimes have over communication where you lose focus of some of these things.
That's
again, your breakout sessions include affordable housing, traffic improvements, permits and inspections, and neighborhood engagement, as well as more. So this seems like it's for every single person,
even if
you don't need these services now, at least come and make the contact. Should you use and need these services, you can say, remember, I went to that event on Saturday, March 21st in 2026, and you are there. And where do we go from there?
Yeah, and that's really important. We're also going to have an expo where we'll have people just set up to talk to residents one-on-one. So we're going to have neighborhood inspections, park, recreation and tourism, Rock Hill PD, Public Works, Rock Hill Housing Authority, CASH, Catawba Area Coalition for the Homeless, Pathways Community Center, Bethel Shelters, and Habitat for Humanity of York County. So that exhibit hall is really, like I said, to make those one-on-one connections. And also, like you were talking about, where do I go when I need this? So we're going to help people really get a better understanding. We do that with our 9-week civics program that we have inside Rock Hill. But this is a way to get it all in one day. Ask those questions. Mm-hmm. So when people come in, we really want them to ask us questions and be engaged. That's what we're going to be there for.
Mm-hmm. Well, they ask questions on social media.
Yes,
you
they
might
do.
As well
yes,
ask
they
questions
do.
To the experts.
That's right.
Yes, they do.
Who actually have the correct answers, maybe. And where's this event taking place?
At the Rock Hill Operations Center.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So again, it's called the Rock Hill City Roundup. It is Saturday, March the 21st at the City of Rock Hill Operations Center. It's a big space there.
Yes.
You're going to come to learn everything about neighborhood services and in particular, affordable housing, for example, traffic improvements, permits and inspections, neighborhood engagement. And as Chris just described to us, there's other organizations within the city. An expo will take place there. So if you live in the city of Rock Hill, this is where you call home. This seems like an opportunity for all of us to learn more about the services, one, that are available, and two, make the connection, put a name and a face together. Should you need them a couple of weeks, months, or years from now, you'll know who to start with.
Yeah.
Well, kudos to the City of Rock Hill for coming up with this, and great job over there at Neighborhood Services. This seems like a fantastic organization.
Yeah, yes.
And again, part of their organization of what they do Rolling in Rock Hill, and that Spring Paint Day is April the 18th. So put that on your calendar. First put on March the 21st for the City Roundup, then April the 18th for sure.
Yeah.